Yeah, I was a heavy drinker, but I didn't recognize what the people closest to me recognized. I ended up laying flatlined on a hospital operating table. Somehow the surgeons brought me back to life.
When your life depends on it, there's only one place you can turn. Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
I'm your voice of confidence. We're starting a business, and it's going to be awesome and successful, and everyone will love it.
Well, I'm your voice of self-doubt, and I don't think so.
We've got amazing ideas, awesome plans, and everything will be great.
What about all the paperwork?
No problem. I've got LegalZoom.
And I've got my doubts.
Stop doubting. LegalZoom can help us start our business in a few easy steps.
Oh?
Not so full of doubt now.
All right, let's do this. But any more than a few steps and I'm out.
LegalZoom. Now you're in business. LegalZoom is not a law firm or a substitute for an attorney.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Hello, hello, my friend.
How's it going?
Very excited. Yes. Why wouldn't you be excited? We're back. And look at you. Tell us, where in the world is our friend Javier Haas today?
I'm in Colombia, in northern Colombia, in the Caribbean, in a city called Santa Marta, checking out some grow operations. And it's about 100 degrees here today. And I just turned off my fan so you can hear me better. So you will be able to hear me, but you will also see me sweat.
That is exactly what we wanted in this half hour segment, my friend. So thank you for that. Well, that's exciting. You want to tell us who you're seeing down there, or can you let us know what the schedule is?
Oh yeah. I mean, we came to see, several different companies. The bigger ones right here in Santa Marta is, Avicana. We've had them in the past. We'll also be checking out facilities, from Chiron, Flora Growth, and Blueberries, which, by the way, is our guest today. Coincidentally, totally coincidentally, by the way.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, I'm excited to hear more. Let's come back to that. But any news you want to start with? It's been a good day in the markets for these stocks.
I know someone who gets his weed in California, and that is Justin Bieber, the Biebs.
Oh, my God. The
he finally joined the cannabis space with a good cause. He launched this limited edition line of pre-rolls called Peaches, because he gets his peaches in Georgia and his cannabis in California, his weed in California. And the charitable component is, you know, a portion of the sales of these Peaches pre-rolls will be donated, or, you know, will be allocated to support various nonprofits such as the Last Prisoner Project, which we know all about, and of course Veterans Walk and Talk.
Very cool. You know, listen, I'm not a big Justin Bieber fan. I'm not like an anti Justin Bieber guy. You know, when I first heard Peaches, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's a nice strain. Maybe it's, you know, flavored rolling paper or something like that. No, it's a lyric from his song. So,
oh yeah, I learned that a few weeks ago when something similar, I don't remember what happened, but you know, several media outlets were making this joke, you know, like, now we know that. Oh yeah. So Justin was seen buying cannabis at a specific store, which is, I think, Sky Mint. So people were making that joke like, hey, he gets his weed in California. So that is when I learned.
Oh Lord, Justin Bieber. Well, listen, I want to talk about some stocks that are up today. I think that you know, we're all happy to see this sector in the green for once, right? So Urban Grow, UGRO, they're up almost 7%, about an 87 cent change for them today. Verano, VRNOF, they're up almost 6% just under $11 there. And then Organigram, OGI, they're up just over 4% to around $2.29 a share there. We've had some interesting plays in the cannabis sector this week. We've had some lowering of price targets, some kind of surprising analyst moves. We've also had some stocks that have really, I think, overperformed this week, or outperformed, I should say, right? So I think it's been really interesting to see what the markets have done. Any particular ones you've been looking at, man? I don't know if I lost you. There might be a delay too. Why don't I ask you this, Javi? What about Aurora Cannabis? Aurora Cannabis, if you can get your sound back, and if not, I'll start. There you go. I think we may have you back. No, not quite. Okay, so you guys, I'm going to keep this rolling while Javi figures out his sound situation. So Cantor Fitzgerald, we always like to hear what Pablo Zwanich over there has to say. He's got some really, really interesting ideas and analysis on the markets, right? He released two reports, one with Aurora Cannabis, that's ACB on the NASDAQ, and one for Jushi Holdings, that is JUSHF, right? Pablo thinks that, you know, he's staying neutral on Aurora, which is surprising given the amount of a beating that that stock has taken recently, right? Love to have your chats and comments too, so let me know if you have ideas. But he says they could actually improve their position based on their exports, right? So I thought that that was pretty interesting. Look at that jump. Now, so you got to imagine that there is room for hope, room for opportunity there in a stock like ACB. Javi, are you back with us? Do you have anything to add there?
I mean, you know, Pablo remains neutral, but he did it just as his price target. We are seeing, of course, some backwinds for Aurora. And, you know, sometimes there's this expression, right? There's nowhere to go but up, right? After the company's adult use shipments were pretty hurt in March, you know, due to wholesaler destocking and stuff like that. So, you know, we're seeing now that these shipments are back to normal, right? So we're seeing the company go back to its more normal operations. And that's clearly bodes well for the stock.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to see, right? Nobody wants to see anybody else in this industry doing poorly, right? I think there are very few companies that anybody would wish ill in this space, right? But ACB, stalwart for a long time. So hopefully they're riding the ship up there. Let me see, Javi, what about Ugro? UGRO.
Very interesting. They launched financial services, a full division focused on financial services and partnerships with XS Financial. Stock traded up today on the news. Very interesting, right? The idea is to provide XS Financial's customers access to the urban growth, fully integrated architectural engineering and cultivation systems integration. Very, very, very interesting partnership overall that I think, again, bodes very well for the industry as a whole. And always good to see NASDAQ traded companies really pushing the envelope there and showing why they trade on these major exchanges.
Absolutely. And it's always funny. I mean, you look at stocks like UGRO, you look at GrowGen, GRWG, some others, Akerna, KERN in the ancillary space, right? These guys have really sort of paved the way for a lot of the capital market structures to really come into focus in this industry, right? Until we can really battle the legalization impediment to getting these major plant-touching companies on the major exchanges, right? It's these ancillary companies we look to see, you know, what the market is going to bear, obviously, when the rest of these folks come online. So very, very encouraged by what I'm seeing there. And speaking of Akerna, in our last couple of minutes here, that $20 million reinvestment from their current institutional investors, that's pretty big.
Yeah. It's a convertible debt financing with existing institutional investors. And the next proceeds will be used to support Akerna's ongoing growth initiatives. They recently closed the acquisition, right? Their latest acquisition of this ERP software company as well. Right. So again, making big moves.
Yeah, I love that. Well, anything else? We got about 1 minute left before we need to bring Jose on.
Some kind of, you know, the intrigue kind of headlines I like. There's a cannabis company that has a better 5-year return than GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, and Aurora. If you can guess which one it is, drop your comments in the chat. If not, go to benzinga.com/cannabis for more. And then, you know, there's several other big news items. I would suggest also you go to benzinga.com/cannabis to check out the report on women and minorities in the cannabis industry. Unfortunately, still very much underrepresented, right? So very, very interesting takeaways there on benzinga.com/cannabis. In New York, the Lim College started offering a bachelor's degree in cannabis business. It will start next year. And big news out of the psychedelics world, Seattle decriminalized psychedelics, joining Denver, Oakland, Santa Cruz, Ann Arbor, and Washington, D.C. This is the largest city in the U.S. to legalize or decriminalize, actually, psychedelics so far. So pretty big news for the psychedelics.
Absolutely. I think that's really exciting. And I think, you know, your commentary about the report on underrepresentation of minorities and women in this industry, mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely spot on. I'm proud to say that we're going to have Troy Datcher, the new CEO mm-hmm. of the parent company. I believe the first African-American CEO of a major
yes.
Cannabis public company, right? We're going to have him in New York with us next week. So you guys stay tuned for that.
There's smaller companies like Pineapple, right? Or Zalira, right? We know Aldare, and we know
Sean,
but mostly it's, you know, all the big companies are mostly run by Caucasian dudes and a few women, right? We were just talking about Akerna. Akerna is a clear example of a big NASDAQ traded cannabis focused company run by a woman, Jessica Billingsley, who of course you've seen here and you will see in many of her events in the future.
Yes. Awesome. Well, without further ado, Javi,
wait. Before we start.
Oh, okay.
Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference.
Oh, I was going to hit him with it at the end, but go ahead, man.
Now at the end, at the beginning, all the time. You cannot forget about this. Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference is taking place next week in New York City. We're back in person, all vaccinated, all tested, super safe, and super excited to learn how to make money in the cannabis industry. October 14th and 15th, Marriott Marquis. Go to bzcannabis.com to find your tickets.
Come see Javi. Come see me. Come see Elliot. We're going to have a great, great time.
Any cool speakers? You know, I can mention, for instance, Mikey from Houseplant. Who are you excited about?
Oh, I'm excited to see Kim. Right. I obviously love hearing from Kim Rivers. Let's see. Troy Datcher, as I mentioned, I think it's one of his first appearances since taking on the role there at the parent company. So I'm really, really excited about that. Jason Wild and Tim Seymour, among many, many others. You guys, we have most of the major pubcos in this space, among some pretty exciting private companies. So if you're interested, tune in. We will be virtual, but if you can make it, there is no better networking than being there in New York, mm-hmm. seeing these CEOs and having a face-to-face meeting with them, right?
Indeed. Actually, the virtual access is somewhat limited. You know, we really want people to be there. So, you know, you'll be lucky if you get a virtual pass. So try and get your in-person passes. And if not, just stay tuned. You know, the virtual passes will be available.
That is true. Well, my friend, shall we do the honors now?
Let's do it. Let's do it. So today we have Jose Maria Forero. He's the CEO of Blueberries Medical Corporation, trades on the OTC under the ticker BBRRF. Once again, BBRRF, that's Blueberries Medical Corporation, operating out of Colombia, just like myself. Jose, welcome to Benzinga Cannabis Insider.
Thank you, Javier. It's a big pleasure. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Jose.
Where are you joining us from?
I'm also here in Colombia, from Bogota. It's a sunny day here. Not as hot as Santa Marta, but it's hot. Yep.
This is really hot.
It's sunny today, which is good. Sun is always good, right?
Yes. Well, give us an idea of the footprint there, right? I mean, obviously, Javi's there. He doesn't invite me when he goes on all these wonderful trips to see these cultivations. So I'd love to hear it from you. Tell me what the footprint's like.
So we have two operations. Primarily, we have cultivation in Guatavita, which is a pre-ancestral zone, pre-Columbus culture. So we have the cultivation in Guatavita. It's almost 4 hectares of land, And we have a extraction facility closer to Bogota in Tocancipa, where many other big companies are making the lab, the laboratory and extraction facilities. So we have the two operations so far. Yep.
Very cool.
Totally welcome anytime.
I will check it out. So Blueberries recently received a big investment from an Argentine colleague of mine called Facundo Arretón. And you know, I think he brought a little bit of new life into the company in many ways. And he of course extended an invitation to check out the grows, which I will later this week. But do tell us a little bit about that. You know, what does that investment entail, and why do you think it's important?
So basically, the benefit of having an investment an investor as Facundo is really having an opportunity to keep doing what we think is going to be the strategy. Definitely, this is a long-term game, and having the opportunity to deploy and make all the things that at some point were stopped when the cash situation that we were having in the company, not only Blueberries, but many of the companies are facing big trouble, if not selling as they were expecting. So I would say that number one, the priority is to have that money to complete the plans that we were trying to deploy. Definitely with a new management team after I arrived to the company, I've been working here since February, so it's not really a long time. And Facundo entered the company at some point around Q3, Q4 last year, so it's a few months. And basically, we are controlling a lot of expenses and having best use of that capital in order to, again, deploy what we think is going to be the strategy, focus primarily in extraction. We have the cultivation site that I mentioned. It's in Guatavita. It's spectacular because it's in the middle of the mountains, again, an ancestral zone of Colombia. In the future, I think there will be a good opportunity to have oils that are coming from the nature and from the earth and the heart of the ancestral culture, in this case, Colombia. But right now, we are most focused on what we think we're best on, and that is extraction. So many of investment is going to be improving the capacity that we have in extraction. We have a CO2 technology by Talis, which is a big equipment. Probably there are only three of them in Colombia. So we are planning to end all the investment behind the equipment to complete the winterization, the decarboxylation, all the processes, and also to improve and to upgrade the facility to a EU GMP standard. So this is what we are doing primarily with the money.
Very cool. Well, tell us a little bit about your plans for expansion in terms of other markets, right? We read today, or maybe this news came out yesterday, actually, you announced that your wholly owned subsidiary, Blueberries SAS in Bogota, made one of the biggest exports of premium CBD full spectrum oil of all time, right? And it went to Peru. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So tell us a little bit more about that. That's interesting.
We are going step by step. I think it's important. Again, we are a new management team, a company that also is new. If you compare the progress of Blueberries with our company that started probably earlier than we did. But we are at some point already moving from improving the operational standards, reducing the cost, the expenses, and now connecting with demand, which is the second strategy that we have. And that is translated into trying to approach to any market that we can. And definitely Peru is a big market. It's a regulation that has been improving so fast. They started later than Colombia, but it's moving really, really fast. And we have the advantage of having a very good partner there, which is Futura Farms. And this is the third shipment that we have completed. Is now on a scale of the volume, 150 kilograms. And the benefit is that we think that we know that material is going to be really direct to patients. So we're forecasting to have something like 2,500 different formulations with this raw material. So Peru is the country that we have explored and that we have a very clear access to. But we're also having very good discussion with people in Argentina, now having the benefit of connecting with friends and partners of Facundo. Also Uruguay, because we have, or Facundo has another investment in South America, which is EV. It's a very complementary operation. I don't know if you're very aware of EV and the difference between EV.
I saw their first grow ever, like even before they went commercial, their pilot grow. I love them. They're private, so I can say it. with no problem. That is a great company. I love it. Sorry, go ahead.
And it's at some point totally complementary to what we have here in Blue Iris. One of the things that we have learned, not only is a long-term game, but you cannot play alone. I mean, you can think that you can rule the world and you can do whatever you want to do from Colombia to the world, but that's not true. So one of the things that that we are really deploying and making different here is we're trying to create synergies with our companies, not only in Colombia, but also in South America. So EV is the perfect complementary operation. Those guys are more focused on cultivation. They have a very high quality, but also social driven cultivation model. They have medium sized communities that they make them to work under the standards of GMP Uruguay, GAC protocols. It's very amazing to see what these guys are doing in Uruguay. And the idea is that we are going to be more focused. I mean Blue Iris and EV is mm-hmm. a perfect complementary. So we are even exploring to bring that model here to Colombia and to let EV to handle and organize and coordinate all the cultivation. So the expansion is not only approaching to these countries that are close to us, Peru again, Argentina, Uruguay, Ecuador. We are really close to have a deal with a company in Ecuador, and that will be hopefully announced very soon. And the idea is also that we can work with those synergies and those complementary models with the companies that we have very close to us.
Okay, so I have a question, and it's a tough one, right? Just because our audience likes to know that we don't pander to our guests, right? Like you can share all the great things about your company, but I'll press you a little bit. Out of the 150 kilograms of product that you exported, about 7.5 kilograms are active pharmaceutical ingredients, right? This is 5% full spectrum oil, right? So how does the actual amount of API compare to previous shipments, right? Is it still one of the largest? And I'm asking sincerely, is it still one of the largest in terms of the API exported? Have you seen similar exports from other companies? Where do you stand there?
We are more focused on high value added products, and if you compare the others and specifically to Peru, it's definitely the largest. If you compare with isolate, definitely that will be lower. Isolate is totally more concentrated, but again, we don't have the capacity to produce isolates in this moment internally. We are really again focused on high value products, full spectrum. So in terms of the things that we are able to export, it's definitely one of the largest.
And how does it enter Peru, right? Like from a regulation standpoint, how does that work? How, you know, I'm not sure, from a regulatory standpoint, how do you get the product from Colombia to Peru? Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. It's the third shipment. We started with 3 kilograms back in April. Then we ship again 27 around June. And now that it's totally sold and has serviced the patients, this product is going to be used for compounding formulations, formula magistral. It's really servicing the medical side of the business. So it's totally under the DGMID approvals with a licensed company in the other end, which is Futura Farms, which is our partner. And it was really, really, let's say, easy to get into the regulation if you are partnering with the right company. And in this case, Futura is doing all the local process to import and to have the product very, very soon in the medical side.
Very smart. I love that. Thank you for taking the grilling so graciously.
I love that. So, Jose, a question that I'm sure a lot of the investors in the chat will be keen to hear the answer to, right? And feel free to say as much or as little as you want here. But I think it's always interesting to look at comps, industry comps. Look at those companies who are either in the same game specifically that you are in, or in the same region, looking at exporting. Those folks who are going to benefit directly from the same things you ideally will benefit from in terms of blueberries, right? So you've got folks like Clever Leaves and Chiron and some of the other companies in your space. A, how would you compare yourselves to to companies like those, right? And maybe it's less of a direct comparison given that you guys are newer to the scene, right? Maybe we use the term fast follower. I know that's something we talk about a lot in finance, right? So maybe if not a direct comparison, what the opportunity might be for you, given what you've seen from those companies over the last few years.
I think you have the perfect picture. We didn't start it that early, so we are following at some point. That's not necessarily bad. At some point, we have the access, for example, to people with a learning curve heavily executed, and at some point we are bringing people from the industry, as many of the companies are decreasing the size. So we are hiring people that are coming from those companies that you mentioned, which I think at some point is very good for us. And the other thing is that we are really, really looking to have something different at the end of the market. And I will bring my experience before I entered the industry. In fact, it's funny because my first company was Clever Leaves. I used to work with them almost a year and a half. But before I was entering the cannabis, I was working for 15 years in the high value added ingredients. So I used to sell fragrances, I used to sell flavors, and my last experience was colors. FDA heavy pharmaceutical grade colors that were put into food or into pharmaceutical products. And at the end, I think the model is not really totally different. And what I'm trying to say here is that, at least for Blueberries, which is the company that I'm leading, I would like the company to be more focused on high value product. We need definitely to stop that commoditization, which is really hard. We need to start thinking more on functional ingredients. So it's going to be totally different if a company, even in food, which is now allowed with the new decree in Colombia, but a company that is going to put a cannabis extract or a cannabis ingredient in a yogurt will be totally different for a company that is going to put that in a beverage. It's totally different because of process, the heating, and everything. So we are bringing people from pharmaceutical industry. We're bringing people with track record in cannabis from other of those big companies. But we're also bringing people with the knowledge of selling and developing those specific formulations for different type of products, which I think at the end is going to be the long-term strategy that we're going to have at Blueberries.
Perfect. I have two quick questions to close it up. One is from the chat. Kevin Jimenez asks, are you hiring? And if so, how does one go about applying? Kevin has over 15 years of experience with cannabis, I assume beyond consuming it, right?
Totally. We are totally open to receive profiles, CVs. We have a public LinkedIn page that is open to receive those candidates. Really, we are increasing not only in Blueberries. Remember that we are now working very, very close to Facundo's group. So TerraFloss, which is the group that he founded and now he's leading, is totally open to get those people that are willing to enter into the industry. So totally happy to receive CVs and profiles.
Fantastic. And the last one, right? We know that the Colombian law changed recently to allow for flower exports, you know, use of cannabis in more products and foods and beverages and more marketing. How does this change the outlook both for Blueberries and for the industry in general, right, in Colombia?
It changes a lot and for positive. We have now the opportunity. We will have the opportunity. It's not really yet totally regulated. It's going to happen by the end of October. We expect to be completed by the end of October. But we now are all able to put cannabis non-psychoactive ingredients in food, in beverages, in food supplements. So definitely that's an opportunity. We are having every single day conversations with companies, for example, in Argentina, that they would like to bring those products from Colombia to Argentina. And Argentina is going to be even Mexico at some point. So definitely will be a very positive for the industry, as in Colombia we already have the investment, we have the learning curve, we have the mistakes, but also we have the good things. So at the end, we're going to be able to export, because this market definitely is not going to be a local market. Colombia is a small country. We are 50 million people. Definitely what we invested as an industry, we are part of Asocolcana, and we know these discussions that we're having here are the same that many other companies are thinking. So this is an industry to export. So having the opportunity to produce a lot more products, having the opportunity to export dry flower, that's definitely something that is going to be very positive.
Fantastic.
I can't wait for that. Yeah, no, sorry, Jose, go ahead.
No, sorry, I was willing to say that we have the right at some point to win. I mean, we experienced the dark side of the cannabis in the past. Now we have the opportunity to create, for example, brands using that ancestral knowledge and that brands that we can definitely create in Colombia. And this is something that at some point, even the president, Mr. Duque, said, it will be great to have a beer with cannabis. It's something that 2 years ago was not really a possibility. Now it's going to be something that we can explore. And definitely, again, with the opportunity to export to the international markets.
Very cool. Well, listen, Jose, I really appreciate you joining us. You guys keep watching this company, BBRRF. I expect big things, and especially with the reference to the dark side and you know everything with the start going on in Star Wars these days. I appreciate that, being a nerd myself. So thank you, Jose, for joining us. I think that there's a lot of opportunity in that market specifically, right? With everything happening with the exports and the new regulation there. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you, guys. It's a big pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jose Maria Forero is the president and CEO of Blueberries Medical Corporation. If you missed any of the parts of the interview, don't worry. You can find it on our YouTube channel, Benzinga, on YouTube. That is super easy to find. Smash a like, subscribe, rewatch, and consider your investments.
And beware the dark side.
Yes, sir.
Much.
We'll see all of these people watching today at the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference in New York, October 15th and 14th, or not.
Tom, you must be there. bzcannabis.com. Go check it out. See who's there. Let us know what questions you have. We are really, really interested. And if you can't make it and you're going to be virtual, we will still take questions for our folks that are live and presenting. So give us all the questions. Give us all your feedback. We want to know. And thanks for joining us as always, Javier Haas, our international man of mystery from Colombia today. A pleasure as always, brother.
Peace out. See you Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for Benzinga Cannabis Hour.
Did you know nearly all stock price changes of 10% or more result from a single news headline? That's right. News headlines have a unique ability to drive stock prices up or down. These news catalysts create trading opportunities every day. All you need is a little help to reach out and take them. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it doesn't matter if your investment budget is small or big. An easy-to-read stream of news headlines will increase your opportunities to profit from price changes in the stock market, consolidate a knowledge-based investment strategy, and grow your portfolio. All you need is Benzinga Pro and its powerful news alerts, price tracking, and portfolio monitoring to make a positive change in your trading performance. We've already helped thousands of retail traders across the world, and they could not be happier. Increase your market knowledge, boost your exposure to big movers, and make informed trades before major price changes. The opportunities are all around you. Subscribe now, and we'll skyrocket your portfolio today.
We open inside a vast lair. A Nissan Rogue speeds toward a gigantic door, closing fast. Our hero says,
I know this seems like your typical narrow escape, but it's not. This is a Nissan sales event ad.
The doors inch closer. Will she make it? Determined, she grips the wheel and hits the gas. The turbocharged Rogue squeezes through just as the giant doors clang shut.
There's no escaping summer savings during the Nissan Summer Event. Now get 1.9% financing for 36 months on the 2022 Nissan Altima. Availability is limited, so contact your local dealer for inventory information and shop NissanUSA.com.
Hurry before these offers get away.
For well-qualified buyers, 1.9% APR financing for 36 months on new 2022 Altima and dealer stock. Example, 36 months financing at $2,860 per month per 1,000 financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to NMAC credit approval and residency restrictions. Dealer contribution may affect price set by dealer. Dealer sets actual price. Contact dealer for details. N7522.
Karen is the proven expert in addiction treatment. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real.
Karen. Real results, real care, real about recovery.